Greetings. Let's take that collective breath. In lesson one, we asked the question, what is affirmative prayer? And our shorter answer is, affirmative prayer is a conscious new order of thought given to the law of mind. We touched on other things as well in lesson one, including perhaps the most important piece of education that we'll have this week, which is that our thoughts are creative. Today, we're going to talk about the law, our mind, and how it all works. Now, depending on where you look and where it is that you do your research, there are anywhere from 7 to 12 universal laws. So let's just take a look at 7 of these natural laws of the universe. The word immutable, by the way, means unchanging and absolute. The first is the law of mentalism, which is an immutable law. We cannot change it. We didn't create it, but we can learn about it and work with it. This law tells us that the all is mind. The universe is mental. We live in a mental universe. We are surrounded by an intelligence. That everything we see and experience in our physical world has its origin in the invisible world or the mental realm. This law tells us that there is a single universal consciousness, which we will be calling the universal mind or the mind or just mind. And from this mind, all things come. All energy and all matter at all levels is created by and is subordinate to this universal mind. And it gets better. Your mind is part of this universal mind, the same in kind, with the only difference being one of degree. And your reality is a manifestation of your mind, of your thinking. Indeed, mind power. So the summary of the law of mentalism is that we live in a mental universe. All things manifest from this intelligence, and our mind is a part of that intelligence, and it is a part of our mind. The second law is called the law of correspondence, which is also an immutable law. And this law tells us, as above, so below. As below, so above. This means that there is harmony, agreement, and correspondence between the physical, mental, and spiritual realms. There is no separation, since everything in the universe, including you and me, originates from this one source, from this one mind. The same pattern is expressed on all planes of existence, from the smallest electron to the largest star, and vice versa. All is one. The ancient Greek temple of Apollo at Delphi was referring to this great law of correspondence in the inscription that reads, "Know thyself, and thou shalt know all the mysteries of the gods and the universe." The next immutable law that surrounds us is the law of vibration. And this law states that everything vibrates and nothing rests. Vibrations of the same frequency resonate with each other. So like attracts like energy. This, of course, is the law of attraction. The law of attraction became a household name because of the book and the movie, The Secret. It is a sub-law of the law of vibration. So the law of vibration tells us that everything is energy, including your thoughts. The whole universe is but a vibration. Science has already confirmed that everything in the universe, including you, and me, is pure energy vibrating at different frequencies, okay? So, all thoughts have a vibrational quality to them. That is why when you say, "I am beautiful," you feel a high vibrational quality within your being. Similarly, when you say, "I am worthless," you feel a denser and lower vibrational quality in your beingness. As we begin to learn about affirmative prayer, and as you begin to understand the formula, that is affirmative prayer. And as you actually begin to experience affirmative prayer yourself, keep in mind this truth that everything is a vibration, that your words and your thoughts all have a vibrational quality to them. And of course, we want high vibrational words and high vibrational thoughts because they will produce high quality experiences. Number four, the law of cause and effect. Love it. This law tells us that every cause has its effect and every effect has its cause. In accordance with this law, every effect you see in your outside or physical world has a very specific cause, which has its origin in your inner or mental world. That's why in lesson one, I was mentioning that if you're not happy with a particular condition or situation that you're in, take a look at the thoughts that are holding that condition in place. This is the law of cause and effect. This is the essence of thought power, that every one of your thoughts, words, or actions sets a specific effect in motion, which will come to materialize over time. So the actual thought, the actual word spoken, sets the law in motion. That's why creation is happening all the time. So to become masters of our lives, we must master our minds. Because everything in our reality is first a mental creation. This is how we can say we once thought life was happening to us, and now we understand that it's happening through us. As it says in our handout, there is nothing like chance or luck. They are simply terms used by humanity in ignorance of this law. Law number five, the law of polarity. This law states that everything has its pair of opposites. Opposites are identical in nature, but different in degree. So this means that there are two sides to everything. And I love this. Things that appear as opposites are, in fact, only two extremes of the same thing. So for instance, heat and cold may appear to be opposites at first glance, but in truth, they are simply varying degrees of the same thing, temperature. This applies to love and hate, peace and war, positive and negative, good and evil, etc. So you can transform the vibration of hate to love by changing your thinking from hate to love. Our sixth law is the law of rhythm. This idea that everything flows. There is an in and an out. Everything has its tides. All things rise and fall. That the measure of the pendulum swing to the right is the measure of the swing to the left. There is this natural cycle to all of life. And we see it very clearly with the waves of the ocean. And our last law for this discussion is the law of transmutation, which states that energy moves in and out of physical form. So we know now that our thoughts are creative energy. And that the more you focus your thinking on what it is you actually desire, the more you'll harness your creative power to move the energy into the results that you want to experience in your actual life. So in other words, by universe, we mean your life organizes itself according to your thoughts. So we can clearly see that we are surrounded by scientific laws that govern all aspects of our lives. Ernest Holmes says, one of the most fascinating things which you will ever learn is that this law, which exists at the center of your being, is creative, that you use the same creativeness which brought planets into being, the same creativeness which produces everything that is. That is tremendous. Let's talk a little bit more about these laws. The laws of nature are dependable, so they work the same every time for everybody. Think about the law of creation as it relates to planting seeds in the spring. If you or I are next door neighbors and we have a little plot of dirt and you have daisy seeds and I have daisy seeds and we plant them, the law of creation is going to crack open those seeds and draw forth a bloom, the same for you and the same for me. It's not going to give me daisies and you roses. It is the same. Again, Ernest Holmes, just as the creative power of the soil receives all seeds put into it and once begins to work upon them, so mind must receive all thought and at once begin to operate upon it. The laws of nature govern all of life, and all people come under these laws. So think about the law of gravity. It doesn't matter if somebody is in India and we're here in America. The law of gravity works the same, and we all come under the law of gravity. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, if you step off a building, the law of gravity will work on your behalf. That's why learning about the laws, learning how they work, and learning how to work with them is the greatest thing that we can really do. Here's another one. The laws of nature work on the visible plane and the invisible plane as well. So people who say, well, I'm not going to believe it till I see it, end up waiting a really long time because there's a lot happening in the invisible plane before we ever see it. When you plant a seed into the dirt, we don't see what's going on in the density of that cold soil. We can't see how the law is cracking open that seed and drawing forth the bloom and putting the roots down. We see none of that. It's happening in the invisible plane. But that doesn't stop us from planting those seeds, knowing that something is going to produce those daisies. We completely expect it. We don't even understand how a daisy begins as a seed, but we don't have to. All we have to know is what do we want to experience in our garden and plant seeds accordingly. So metaphysicians, I'm a metaphysician, perhaps you are one as well. Metaphysicians believe that thoughts transmit magnetic energy, and this energy attracts other energy of the same frequency. So we just discussed this in the law of vibration. Whether you're conscious of it or not, your thoughts are transmitting energy that is attracting more of the same. So if you find yourself saying, why is this happening to me over and over again? Check your thinking. So affirmative prayer creates a mental equivalent for a desired physical manifestation and sets into motion the power of creation. And as we get into the rest of these lessons, we'll learn how to create a mental equivalent for what it is that we desire to experience. But for now, all things first had to exist in a mental state before it could exist in a physical one. Again, I go to Holmes. We ourselves set the law in motion through affirmative prayer. Affirmative prayer is a definite act of the conscious mind, setting the law of mind in motion for the idea specified in the prayer. The person stating an affirmative prayer believes that their word is operated upon by an intelligent, creative power, which has the power to create the conditions of the ideas embodied in the prayer. You see, that's why we're spending this time with these laws, so that by the time you begin to speak affirmatively, you are already believing that your word is being acted upon by a law that though you cannot see, you know is at hand. That's called faith. He closes by saying, we are working with a power that can rearrange conditions. Let me tell you something. That to me is one of the most powerful sentences Ernest Holmes has ever said. Think about that for a minute. We are working with a power that can rearrange conditions. That means that nothing is permanent. This is how people heal themselves of a disease, because they're working with a power, they're working with a law, they're working with a faith that can change that condition. So my question to you is, what condition are you ready to change? Our quote for the day comes from William James. Man lives in only one small room of the enormous house of his consciousness. In lesson 3, we'll continue with the law. Until then, namaste.